Tech of Sports, episode 103. NASCAR driver Jimmy Weller this week on the Tech of Sports. Honored to have Jimmy Weller. And just want to let everybody know that Netcast Studio has mobile apps, which are a great way to receive content on your smart devices for both iOS and Android, and Stitcher Radio for all platforms, all iOS devices. Get Stitcher with all your Netcast shows preloaded. Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Check out netcaststudio.com for all the new content and new shows when they're released. Great to do a Tech of Sports this week after being on the road for almost an entire week. And great to have the owner of Netcast Studio and producer here, Steve, on. Steve, good to have you join me tonight, because I knew you were interested in this show.
I'm really tickled to be here. And when I opened up the dock for tonight's show, I went, ooh, yeah, this is going to be a good one.
You're working on your Southern accent there, Steve, a little bit. That was that makes Jimmy feel at home.
You know, you have to.
That made me feel good.
Even though I'm a California boy.
There's a lot of California, a lot of NASCAR fans in California, as Jimmy knows, and a lot of NASCAR fans all over the country. Jimmy's a Midwestern boy where racing has grown leaps and bounds over the years. And we're just honored to have Jimmy Weller on the show. He's going to run a partial schedule on the Xfinity series in NASCAR this year, and he's got a great story. He's been a driver for a long time. He was an up-and-coming driver in the sprint car ranks, which is very competitive. He had a devastating serious accident, left him with serious injuries. We're going to talk about that. He's made his way back. He's run NASCAR Camping the Truck Series last year. He's going to run some Xfinity series races this year. We hope more than just a few. And he's driving the number 90 Geneva Liberty Steel Chevrolet Camaro for King Auto Sports. And Jimmy, thanks for joining Rick and Steve tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That actually made me sound pretty good. I appreciate that.
I had to cut some stuff out, Jimmy. I could go on and on about you, but it's great to have you on the show. And we're just going to start out. What's in the cards for you this year? What are you looking forward to? And what can NASCAR fans expect from you this year?
This year, we're switching all our focus over to the Xfinity Series. And we ran 12 truck races last year, and then this year we're going to switch over to Xfinity and run. We have four or five right now sponsored events. We ran Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and actually we qualified fairly decent for us, and we're running really well, and then cut our right front tire, bounced off the wall, so took some laps to fix that. But we have a couple more races. We'll run Richmond, Charlotte, Indianapolis for sure, and then we have a couple more in the works. I always feel like if I make mention of what they are, then it always falls through. So we're going to keep that quiet right now. We're working on some sponsorship with some other people. So hopefully, things are going to come around for us.
Well, great to have you on the Tech of Sports. And I know it's so competitive. Every series in NASCAR is so competitive. Mm-hmm. How mm-hmm. do you get a little bit of an edge, and how do you go about your business from week to week when technology is key, when it's so competitive, the drivers are all so good? Does it make you feel good to be included in that group, or you just kind of shake your head sometimes saying, we're doing all we can, and it's tough out there?
Oh, it really is. It's an honor to be able to be in any NASCAR rank. And then the guys that we're working with, Bobby Dotter and Jason Miller, Jason's been my crew chief the last couple of years with this, and really helped me learn. I'm a dirt boy. I grew up racing dirt, and I ran some late models and became in a little bit on the asphalt. But this stuff here with the big tracks is all completely new to me, and these guys have worked with me all the time. They never downgraded me. They've kind of kept my spirits up when things were tough, and I couldn't ask for a better group of guys.
Well, I know Steve he was just at the race last week. I was covering the Atlanta race. I'm based in Atlanta, Jimmy, and I know Steve's got a lot of questions to ask you.
I'm not even sure where I want to start, or this might be a 6-hour show, but going from certainly dirt to the pavement is quite a difference. And you did run the truck series last year. I really enjoy the trucks. Can you give us a little feel of the difference between driving the trucks and driving basically the stock cars?
Yeah, the trucks were a lot of fun, and you talk to a lot of people, and they really speak highly of the truck races. The trucks are a little more on edge with all the, how light they are in the back. But the cool thing with the Xfinity is they have that much more power, and you can really feel the power. I was telling the guys that when we were in Atlanta, where that when you got the wide open in the truck, you felt a certain way, and the motor made a certain noise, and you could feel a certain way. Where here with the Xfinity, you get to that point, and then there's still a little bit more gas pedal left. It's an awesome deal. Like I said, it's the guys that we're racing with, the trucks, those guys have it figured out, and then it's Xfinity. You know, anybody in these top three series are some of the best in the world, and it's an honor to do it, and I just thank God that we're getting a chance to.
Well, and you're a part of that class, and when we talk about the Xfinity cars, did they make power changes to the cars like they did with the Cup Series this year?
They've done some stuff with it. I don't know exactly what the rulings came out to be. I know they were going back and forth on a couple of things. The spacers are a little different on the carburetor, but to the exact amount, I can't tell you exactly what it did to the power line.
What's your thought, Jimmy, on the Cup guys riding along with you guys in the Xfinity Series?
That's a tough one. You get both sides are there, but I'm not against it by any means. I think when we're racing with those guys, it makes you better. Like when we were at Daytona last year, I'd never been to Daytona. I'd never done the drafting. And Kyle Busch was running the trucks with us, and I was able to go up to him and talk to him afterwards. And he knew I was new to it, and he could teach you along. And I feel like having those guys there, it makes you a better racer. And, you know, there's a lot of – the big thing is the big complaint with it is that they're trying to find – you know, the other guys that can win, like the up-and-comers and guys that haven't really made it to the Cup level yet to win. But I think the race is good, and that keeps people interested in it. And that keeps, you know, that's a lot of what gets people to the racetrack. So anybody can race, you know, it can win at any different time. But these guys, they bring out the best of you, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, I kind of agree that there's both sides of this story. And I've kind of flip-flopped whether I agree or disagree. I always use the analogy of, you know, a minor baseball player, Babe Ruth goes down there and plays. Is that fair? But you're right, because it is kind of the breeding ground, and certainly it keeps that fan interest, which is of most importance.
Exactly right. That's kind of what keeps us being able to do what we do. Before we get to the Cup level, if we're lucky to get there, that keeps people there. So it gives us a job, really. So it's, you know, it has its ups and downs, and people have been discussing it for so long. I think they've talked about making some changes to it, but what they're going to do exactly, I haven't quite heard that.
And lastly, Rick, for you to take it back, is I would really like to see in the Xfinity some kind of a championship format like they did with the Cup. Maybe not as extensive, but where we have a playoff.
And I think that's great. You know, NASCAR is having to do things to, you know, keep the fans interested. It's hard to, I think that, you know, they keep them going. And I think that really made excitement for it at the end of the year, that everybody was waiting for that last race and that four guys ready to go. You know, that was really a cool deal. It made it exciting those last couple races.
We're joined by Jimmy Weller here, Xfinity Series driver this year. Jimmy, there's so many young guns on the Xfinity Series now. NASCAR really is in good hands going forward into the future, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, you have, you know, Chase Elliott winning the championship last year. Ryan Blaney, who's making his way up. There's a lot of, you know, I'm not, you know, kind of, I didn't make mention of all of them. There's a lot of good guys to where, you know, as the Cup guys are starting to dwindle off a little bit here in the next couple of years, there's going to be people filling the seats. So I definitely think NASCAR is in good shape. They have the talent that's going to be there. So I think it should stay exciting for the years to come.
And are they good guys off the track too, Jimmy? Are they, you guys hang out? Do you have conversations? It appears that the way they deal with the media and the fans and such, they're good guys off the track as well.
They really are. I don't get involved a whole lot, like off the track stuff with them, just from living up in Ohio, going back and forth. But no, Ryan Blaney, when I first moved down to North Carolina, His dad and my family are good friends up here in Ohio, and he's originally from 15 minutes from where I live. And when I first moved down to North Carolina, I worked at his shop, and I kind of went down with him. So Ryan and I became really close. Ryan was 15, I think, when I moved down there, and I was a little bit older. But you know, we had fun, and he's a good dude. Where when I was going down to Atlanta the other week, I gave him a call, and he just kind of asked him what he learned from that. So, and those guys have, even being young, have, you know, they have a lot of the veteran experience there. I didn't have any. So they're willing to help you. And like I said, they're all pretty good dudes. And if you ever watch, you know, on the back of the stage before the introduction, that they're all cutting up, laughing, having a good time. So it's a good group to be around. And I look forward to kind of, you know, growing with them.
And we're with up and coming NASCAR driver, Jimmy Weller here. Let's talk about you, Jimmy. I know maybe you try to block it out a little bit, but the bad injury and the road back to where you are right now, do you look back on it saying, wow, that was tough, or has that made you stronger now to get to where you are currently?
That's made me stronger. I never look back on it and wish anything different, or, you know, I don't get upset that it happened. It's something that, you know, we as racers know in the back of our mind that it can happen. And I thank God that I was able to come out of it the way I was, and, you know, with no real physical problems or anything like that. I my back stays sore, my neck stays sore, but I don't remember ever that not hurting. So it's always been life. But I'm actually doing a motivational speaking now, talking to different schools and different youth groups and churches, and talking about how God brought me through it to the church groups. And then also just really talking about how, you know, life ain't always easy. And not saying I've had it worse than a lot of people, because I know, you know, out there there's always somebody that's got it worse, but I had it pretty bad. And to be able to come back to where, you know, how far we've gotten, I thank God all the time for it, but it's taken a lot of hard work, and it kind of sets your focus right away when something like that does happen.
Yeah, I like your attitude, Jimmy, how you, you've kind of turned that and look at it now as an opportunity, not only to get your career back going, but also to spread the word about, you know, never giving up. And, you know, a hardship can end up making you stronger in the long run. So I think that, you know, the racing is important and it's your career, but what you're doing amongst the people is just as important. I know you kind of look at it the same way.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, there's a lot of kids going through hard times right now that I'll talk to at school. And if I can, you know, help one person out of the whole thing, that's awesome. You know, and if I can bring one person closer to God through all this, that's, you know, I feel like that's one of the reasons I was saved. So, I actually, you know, I'm thankful that I've had this opportunity to be able to come back and show, you know, what hard work can do and what the faith in God can do. But, I've never once, like, looked at it as a bad thing. You know, we were getting to the top of the, you know, my sprint car career running really well. We were going to go with the All-Stars and the Outlaws the following year and won some races that first year. But after this, had to go back and nothing, and then kind of build our way back up again. But no, I've never been upset about it. Like I said, it's something that can happen, and you know, a lot of great things have come from it. So I'm not upset at all.
And you're on the right path now. And I know, as a NASCAR fan, Steve has always got his eyes and his pulse on the safety changes in NASCAR and how safe it's become. And Steve, I got a question for you. As you watch races, as you go to races live, do you get a sense that everything's safer, or where are you when you're watching a race now? Do you feel that the as the drivers go around the track, there's less worrying and they're safer?
Well, first, just let me say before I answer that, I watched the YouTube video of the Fox coverage of Jimmy's accident, his recovery, his family. Although I personally don't know Jimmy, a tear came to my eye after watching that, and just the tenacity and determination of Jimmy to work his way back to where he is today is just a feat of marvelism. And you mentioned your faith in God, and thank goodness for that. We're just blessed that you're okay, number one, Jimmy.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Now, to answer your question, Rick, you know, when it comes to the safety from a spectator point of view, certainly if you're into the sport, you know a lot of the changes and some things like that. But you're actually watching the race. I would say, no, you don't notice it, except for maybe the softer barriers. You know, after Dale Earnhardt's tragic incident, a lot of new safety features came in, which are great. But I would have a question for Jimmy, and that is, based on all these new safety implementations, do you get a false sense of security and safety?
The way NASCAR has brought the rules package along, and all the testing they've done and everything else, I think we're safe right now as we've ever been, obviously. But, and you know, they're going to keep trying to do things to make us safer. Every year they make changes. And, you know, going as fast as these cars go, there's always that chance. And, actually, when I got hurt, when I flipped up into the fence, my head hit a cement pole in the fence. If I would have flipped 3 inches further back, I walk away. And, there's always that freak accident. But, I thank NASCAR for what they've done to keep us safer and, not let us be hurt so bad when we get older.
Would you actually get in a car, Jimmy, if you felt it wasn't safe?
I don't know. There'd be an argument there in my head, because I know, you know, what can happen, and, you know, what that does, not only me, but everyone around me, or around any, you know, any driver. But the racer in you would get in without any problem, but then the smart one would have to kind of say, hey, let's be smart about this. So, but again, with all the rules changes that NASCAR's made and the different safety devices and that, there's not a whole lot of cars out there where you really aren't safe.
It's probably more dangerous driving on I-75 through Atlanta than it is on the track. And I'm glad that you said that, because I think most of the drivers, you know, they do feel safe what's going on with the cars now. And we have Jimmy Weller on. He's driving the number 90 Geneva Liberty Steel Chevrolet Camaro for King Auto Sports this year, hopefully on as many races as he can. So it's interesting you say that, Jimmy. And as you've come up the ranks, what are some of the big technology changes you've seen in the sport?
And I haven't been on the NASCAR level long enough to really see, like, you know, the huge changes, like day-to-day stuff. I've kind of seen it as the cars go. But just the motors are getting, you know, they're stronger and are a lot more reliable. The fine tuning is so precise that I couldn't handle a crew chief's job as fine as it has to be. Like on the dirt cars and that back up home, you know, if you were within a quarter inch to a half inch, you were good. You know what I mean? But down there, I mean, everything's a 16th of an inch, 32nd of an inch. So everything is so precise, and the way they have the rules now and the different gauges, they have to check everything. You can't be off. We had to take the car back through, the NASCAR tech there before the beginning of the year before, something that was 16th of an inch off. So they keep you honest. And I think that's a great thing, because then it's putting more back in the hands of the drivers. And then also, the crew chiefs on what they can make in that box. So it's, like a lot of people think, you know, let the guys just run. And I've always said that, but at the same time, too, they need to have something that tight to keep us all honest. There's always going to be someone trying to get something more out of it. So it keeps people honest, and it keeps them there, and it keeps the racing at the where people aren't, you know, doing something different to go that much faster than somebody else. So you're putting it back in the hands of the drivers and crews and just the intelligence of the crew chiefs.
Yeah, it really does keep the sport competitive. And before we go on here, Jimmy, Steve, I know you wanted to give a little plug for one of the shows here at the network. A show you're intimately involved in is up for an award, and the voting for the award is winding down.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Rick, and we do produce a lot of shows here at Netcast Studio, and every year are the International Podcast Awards. For the second year in a row, our technology show, The Waves of Tech, is a finalist in the International Podcast Awards. And we would certainly love the listeners of any of our Netcast Studio shows to vote for The Waves of Tech. And it's very easy to do so between now and the 24th. If you go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the left-hand side under technology, click The Waves of Tech and vote for us. And you can do it every day through the 24th. We'd really appreciate it. We'll be heading off to Vegas for the big awards banquet next month, and we hope we come home with the gold.
We hope you do too, Steve, and I'm glad you got that little plug in. And just a quick reminder, also, Amazon is a partner here at the network, and you can use the affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for anything you want to order off Amazon, and it does help the studio here. So it doesn't cost anything extra. Just go to netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And I know Jimmy knows the value of getting the plugs in for the sponsors, Jimmy.
Oh yes, definitely. While you're saying that, let me kind of throw something here for you.
Yeah.
At our trucks, on our lot of trucks, and then for the Xfinity cars, Engine Parts Plus out of Detroit has been a great help to us. That Geneva Liberty Steel has been a huge help to us. My Video Library is actually coming on board. My Video Library is really cool. It's how do you say it? There's like a streaming streaming videos and that, and all the TV series, everything you can think of online, and it's a lot cheaper than Netflix and any of those top rates. So it's something that's great, and I really kind of jumped on board with it because I think it's going to be a great thing. I watch it and I really enjoy it. So them, Integrated Metal Products out of Ohio here has been another big one. So there's a lot of big people, a lot of big things that have helped us out. We're working on a lot more stuff to where hopefully, you know, if we do this show again later on down the road, I could plug in some more.
Yeah, and those sponsors are like you, Jimmy. They're kind of growing and hopefully growing right along with you. And I know that's important when you get some people in on the ground floor and they grow with you. Everybody's happy then.
It really does. And with, you know, the racing business being so cutthroat, there's a lot of people always pulling on different sponsors. And that, so to get these people on board with us from the beginning, you know, I've become friends with them all. So you can kind of grow together and know they're going to be on your side. That's just a great feeling.
What else you got for Jimmy, Steve?
Well, if you've got some races coming up, you're going to be at Virginia, I think 3/4 mile track. And then, of course, in July, the famous Brickyard. What's kind of your strategy going into those races?
You know, being completely different things. I've always run, like I said, we're coming from the dirt tracks and that. I've always seemed to run a little bit better on the smaller tracks. But then, you know, as we're growing here, there's not a whole lot of small tracks anymore, so we got to get better. But Jason Miller, my crew chief, he ran well last year with David Starr. And there's just going to be a lot of learning, but you got to do it so quick. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And I remember going to the, you know, first couple of Brickyards when I was younger, and just we had that opportunity to race there. And I just thank God that it's all coming together.
One track that you're really, that you would really like to race at, Jimmy, or that you're really looking forward to going to?
Actually, we ran well at Daytona last year for the first time in the trucks. We got our top 10 there last year, finished 9th, and then the first time there. That was a lot of fun. I'm looking for, you know, we're working towards that right now for the July race. We're working towards that, and hopefully we can kind of put it all together. So that'd be the one I'm looking forward to, but just Indianapolis, just to get there, you know, walk through them gates and know that's what you're getting to do, man. It's that's a memory and experience that, you know, no one can ever take away from you. So, you know, when I'm done racing, when I'm older and that, just knowing that we've done that's going to be an awesome feeling.
You know, I'm becoming a really big fan really quick, Rick. So, Jimmy, is there a place I can go buy merchandise?
Well, we have some the truck t-shirts left from last year.
Uh-huh.
You can check out our website at jimmyweller.com, or the Facebook is www.facebook.com/JWellerRacing. Just give us a call, a shot on there. I don't know if we have the merchandise up anymore. But, you know, we have my email on there and, or, you know, somebody's email for it, and we can definitely get something sent out. So, no, I appreciate it. That'll be a good deal.
I'll add it to the rest of my junior stuff.
that's a good one to be in contact with.
Yeah, you're in good company there, I guess, Jimmy.
Yeah, so, exactly. Right. I couldn't think of the right way to say that. Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully you have some really good success this year. And like you mentioned, a couple of things. How can fans follow what you're doing and track you? I'm sure you're on all the social media. Tell how fans can follow you and how important it is for your fan base to grow.
That's a big thing, just having all the fans there for you, man. And I thank you guys all, you know, for that. That's an awesome feeling when you get updates on the phone and on my phone and computer, not sending you more fans. That's a great feeling. But no, you can check us out on JimmyWeller.com, Twitter, Jimmy Weller, Instagram, Jay Weller Racing, and then Facebook is our racing page is Facebook.com/ Jimmy or Jay Weller Racing. So, if you guys check us out, and Ashley Unk does a great job. She's, you know, kept that stuff up for me and that, and she'll do it here with the races coming up. So, I really appreciate it. I got to thank all the fans and just fans of racing in general for, you know, letting me have this awesome job.
And Ashley in the PR department does a good job for you as well. So appreciated her getting you on the show here with us.
No, and I appreciate it very much. She got us at Fox Sports One piece, and she has a full page in USA Today, man. And that's saying something. She's doing a great job, and look forward to working with her in the future. So great person, and does a lot of great work.
As we wrap up here with Jimmy Weller, Jimmy, I ask all my guests one last question on the show as we wrap up. And what's your favorite gadget or piece of technology right now you can't live without?
I'm not really real good with technology, I have a hard time sitting still a lot. So I'm on my phone a decent amount, and not even, you know, it's not always just the social media stuff or looking things up or whatever. I always got to be doing something, and so that kind of keeps me busy. I try to get off it a little bit more just so I don't seem really antisocial around people. But I've got a lot better at that. But I try not to use it, obviously, when I'm around folks. But that's the thing. Like I said, I have a hard time sitting still, so I got to be doing something. So having a phone there that can do all this stuff really helps out.
that phone is like having a computer right there in your pocket. So it's really invaluable. And I don't know how we lived without it for all these years. So, Steve, you have any, words, well wishes to wish Jimmy. And as we wrap up,
actually I do. And I'm just so ecstatic that Jimmy was able to come on the show, and the best of luck in the remaining year and hopefully more racing next year. And I honestly can't wait till you get to the Cup Series so I can actually come and watch your race. It'd really be exciting.
I appreciate it very much. And I thank you guys for giving me the call and working with Ashley to get me on here. I really appreciate this.
Jimmy, great to have you on. And I have a feeling one of those races this year, you're going to be somewhat in contention. So be ready. And when that presents itself to you, be aggressive and go for your opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, exactly right. And like I said, with the guys we're working with, Jason and Bobby and them, I have no doubt that we can, run well with them. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited for this year.
And that's, we're wrapping up here with Jimmy Weller. And Steve, thanks for coming on and injecting your NASCAR knowledge into the show tonight.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you. And thanks to Jimmy. And we'll put Jimmy's contact information in the show notes and all that information. So thanks for listening to the Tech of Sports tonight. Netcast Studio has many other shows. Of course, as I mentioned, go to netcaststudio.com, check them all out, and also check out Two Thumbs Up Media, the podcast directory set up by Netcast Studio, twothumbsupmedia.com. Great Tech of Sports tonight with Jimmy Weller and Steve sitting in as well. The Tech of Sports podcast on Netcast Studio production.